We welcome you into a Monday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for making us a part of your afternoon each and every day. I believe the hottest that we've had in some time this weekend was brutal, and it's not stopping anytime soon. We've got weather with meteorologist Joseph Neubauer. The tropics look like they may be getting a little bit more active now. So that and much more coming over the next hour with a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. First order of business, Gracie, how was your weekend? Good to see you today.
It was awesome. How was your weekend, Joe?
It was good. Relaxing. Got a little bit of exercise work in. Also enjoyed my cheat meal. Little depressed, though, today because the movie The Blind Side may have been ruined forever.
I saw that.
So we'll talk about that later. Anything fun and exciting go down? Did you get to see your Arsenal Gunners get the win?
I didn't. I did hear they won, but I didn't watch any soccer this weekend. I laid in bed all day on Saturday and watched chick flicks, and then, you know, I was on Cat Country yesterday, so went to church, went to Cat Country. So it was a good weekend.
What chick flicks?
Yeah.
What movies?
Okay, so I watched It's Complicated on Netflix. Has Meryl Streep in it.
Okay.
It was pretty good, kind of cheesy, corny, but not that bad. And then I watched Steel Magnolia. I didn't know it was going to be so sad. Have you heard of that movie?
I've heard of it. I have not seen it.
Ugh, it's so sad. Don't watch it on a Saturday morning or you're going to cry your eyes out. So
I did that. It was yesterday morning. I actually stumbled upon on Amazon Prime. A buddy told me that Dear Evan Hansen is now available on Amazon Prime. So I went looking for that. I stumbled upon, though, a documentary about the Beanie Baby craze.
What?
It's actually called The Beanie Bubble. Now, of course, we have talked about the movie on Apple TV Plus starring Zach Galifianakis. And after watching the trailer, I was a little bit saddened by the fact that it didn't really seem to focus on the Beanie Babies at all. But I stumbled across this documentary on Amazon Prime, and I watched it. And this one was way more in my wheelhouse when it comes to interviews with some of the key players, the actual craze, the Beanie Babies, the more popular ones. I saw several times the one that was my favorite when I was a kid. And then, of course, kind of culminating with when McDonald's, joined forces and they had their kids meal giveaways with the mini Beanie Babies. So that was pretty cool. I watched that over the weekend. Watched a little bit of soccer there as well. But I was actually up early enough to see some of the Arsenal game bright and early on Saturday. So I thought of you while watching them get it done.
I was asleep.
Yes. 413 here. The text line always open, 850-437-1620. Always appreciate your text and traffic tips and news tips that we get on a daily basis. Starting things off here with our top three stories and starting in Hawaii, where the death toll continues to rise. The governor says it will likely continue over the next several days as it's nearing 100 now. About 2,700 structures destroyed, most of them homes. FEMA estimates the damage total about $5.6 billion. More than 250 of their personnel are there now assisting.
Whether it's food, water, shelter, and starting the recovery process to file insurance claims and get registered with FEMA for FEMA assistance.
So an estimated 4,500 people are displaced, more than 1,400 of them staying in evacuation shelters. Coming up in our state headlines, one Florida group on the ground there as well. We'll talk about what they are doing to help out in the recovery effort.
Also, Georgia may be close to filing charges against former President Trump in a case connecting him to the alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. Reuters reports a docket report was briefly posted to the Fulton County Court's website today. Meanwhile, a reporter from the Atlantic Journal-Constitution says that the DA would want to act immediately if the grand jury votes in favor of the indictment. Trump could face a number of charges, including racketeering, conspiring, and false statements.
there are rumblings that this could actually be coming down today or tomorrow. So there was a reporter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution who says the DA would want to act immediately if the grand jury votes in favor.
This grand jury only meets 2 days a week, and we don't expect the DA's office to want to wait another week to wrap this up.
So that being the reason why there. So we are monitoring this situation. Finally, the tropics showing some signs of heating up now as forecasters keep watch on two tropical waves out in the Atlantic. One disturbance in the central Atlantic. The other is expected to emerge off the coast of West Africa later on this week.
One really closer to Africa than anywhere else, between the Cabo Verde Islands, which are the islands off the west coast of Africa and the coast of Africa, and another one not too much farther to the west and still over the eastern Atlantic.
So the good news is that the first wave has a 20% chance of developing, while a 30% chance is giving to the disturbance closer to the African coast. So, of course, now that it's the middle of August, hard to believe that already. We're now nearing the peak of hurricane season, and things are going to be firing up here before too long. Taking a look at the roads and weather just a little after 4:15. Gracie, how's it looking out there?
Our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as Highway 90 in Milton and Pace also looking good. We do have an accident in Milton off of Dogwood Drive. It's going to be right off of Park Avenue Northwest. Seeing some slight slowdowns in the southbound direction because of it, but nothing too bad to delay you this afternoon. If you do see anything else on the roads, anything out of the ordinary, give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we have high temperatures all throughout this week. We have an excessive heat warning in effect until 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow, we have a heat advisory with a high of 96. We do have some chances of rain for tonight, but right now we're looking good in our area with nothing too bad, and we do have some chances of rain for tomorrow. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Pensacola Energy. Did you know that the most natural gas appliances work even with no power? Be storm ready with natural gas from Pensacola Energy. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at some local headlines today, Channel 3 at the top of their new newscast talking with a friend and coworker of the victim in Friday's shooting at the Pensacola Home Depot store, Ceesiong Parnell, confirming the victim as 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims. Sims, the mother of a 2-year-old girl who worked as a contracted inventory employee there.
It was almost done, probably another 2 minutes, and we would have been leaving. It's a scene that you think you would never be a part of, because, I mean, I've seen it on TV. I've seen it on movies, but I've never thought that it would be me in a situation like that, and I definitely never thought that, you know, it would happen to somebody I love.
So Parnell says that she was working in the same aisle as Sims. Her back was turned to the gunman, and she was one of the two victims that suffered minor gunshot wounds in that incident. Tonight at 6 in Citronelle, Alabama, family and friends will be releasing balloons in Sims' memory a little bit later on. Also on our News Radio Facebook page, we have a link to a GoFundMe that was set up for her family as well. The group leading the effort to possibly incorporate Perdido has a meeting scheduled for next Monday, where they will present the feasibility study results that have been completed. That meeting is Monday, 6:30 at the Liberty Church on South Blue Angel Parkway. BJM Consulting has completed its 6-month study, and they'll provide the results that include a 5-year general fund budget projection, as well as a summary of tax revenues that would turn over to the proposed town. We Are Perdido says they'll submit that study to the legislative delegation here locally for review. And if you can't attend but are interested, you can watch a live stream on We Are Perdido's YouTube channel. So again, that's next Monday, 6:30. Also here locally, 2 Pensacola men arrested on drug trafficking charges, according to FDLE. They're 39-year-old Eric Sterling and 35-year-old Martin Sterling. FDLE says they started their investigation after a package containing butanediol addressed to their residence was intercepted. Agents actually allowed the package to be delivered, and then they served a warrant where they located 20 bottles of the substance and another 20 empty bottles. The drug is an industrial floor cleaner, but is used as GHB, or the date rape drug, when taken orally. Also, a Foley woman now in jail accused of selling a 14-year-old child for sex. 38-year-old Melissa Ordonez is now facing multiple human trafficking and child abuse charges, FDLE and Homeland Security leading the investigation. Martinez Ordonez is held in the Escambia County Jail on a $770,000 bond. 420, we'll take a break. We've got our state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now on a Monday, News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Happy Monday. It's Gracie and Joe on News Radio 92.3 for Pensacola Right Now. Informative, local, dependable. Going to get a quick look at traffic on the fives at 425 before we get our state headlines. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays throughout our area. We do have an accident throughout Milton on Dogwood Drive at Park Avenue Northwest, but not seeing any major slowdowns because of it. If you do see something out of the ordinary slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to continue to see high temperatures all throughout the rest of this week. Coming up tomorrow, we do have a 50% chance of rain in the afternoon and a high of 96, a heat advisory in place for tomorrow coming up. And we have a heat warning in effect for today until 7 p.m. It's 95 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, 93 in Gulf Breeze, and the heat index is at 107. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Kind of on the line of state and local headlines. So over the last week or so, Senator Rick Scott has been touring the state as part of a Keeping Our Kids Safe tour. Just getting an email from his media relations team that he'll actually be in Pensacola tomorrow. This will be at the National Flight Academy at NAS Pensacola. He's got, half a dozen or so local dignitaries, Mayor Reeves, Chief Deputy Hobbs, is along with Sheriff Simmons from the Escambia Sheriff's Office, Chief Randall from the City of Pensacola Police, as well as NAS Pensacola Commanding Officer Captain Terry Shishati. So a lot of dignitaries there for that roundtable discussion. So Senator Rick Scott in our area tomorrow for that Keeping Our Kids Safe tour. So we'll get more on that tomorrow following that. Looking at some state headlines, a new national poll shows Governor Ron DeSantis slipping to third in the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. That, according to a Kaplan Strategy survey, found that Vivek Ramaswamy with 11% support, followed by DeSantis at 10. The same poll last month showed both of those men tied at 12%.
Also, a Florida-based charity is on ground helping the homeless and helpless in Hawaii.
There was already a bit of a housing crisis before the fires. It's, of course, been exacerbated since the fires. So we're doing our best to provide folks with the means to obtain not only temporary housing in this very short-term period, but permanent housing relocation as well.
That's Patrick Lynch with Global Empowerment Mission. He says that they've been working with Airbnb to get residents to immediate housing and offered displayed people cash cards to help cover first, last, and security deposits on new leases. GEM is one of the first organizations to respond to Hurricane Ian last year, and they also rushed into Ukraine and Poland when Russia invaded.
A woman claimed she was kidnapped and kept in a cage in Orange County. Deputies arrested three men and a woman over the weekend after the alleged victim was able to escape and contact neighbors. The sheriff's office says the victim was bound with duct tape and kept in a dog cage in a shed behind the home. Luckily, she only had minor injuries. The suspects range from 19 to 39 years old. They were all ordered held without bond.
Also coming kind of in the same area just south of Orlando, more than a dozen people are hurt after two airboats crashed on Cypress Lake south of Orlando. So officials say that two captains and 28 passengers were on board the airboats. 13 people were taken to the hospital.
As the new school year starts, Equality Florida launching Parents with Pride, a website designed as a one-stop shop to help parents understand the expansion of Florida's parental rights and education law.
We'll give people resources so they know their rights, so they know what rights their kids have when they send them to school. And it'll also help plug them in with organizations that are serving those families.
The law originally prohibited classroom instruction of any content related to sexual orientation or gender identity in grades K through 3. This year, it expands to all grades.
Also, the FDLE says that the 52-year-old man has been arrested in Nigeria, accused of child sex abuse material possession. The investigation into Eric Horton started last October. 2 weeks ago, a search warrant was conducted and a digital evidence was found, allegedly by a K-9 officer. During the search warrant, there was a discovery that the former school teacher traveled to Nigeria to teach physical education to school-aged children. It is Joe and Gracie on Pensacola Right Now. Hope you're having a great start to your week. We're going to be back with our national headlines after a Fox News update, followed by Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. At least 96 people are dead from wildfires on Maui that destroyed Lahaina. This man calls for people to remain strong as they start the rebuilding process.
It's really important that all of the people of Maui stick together, come together, and support one another at this really crazy time.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Griskovich, detained in Russia since March on espionage charges, has been visited by the U.S. ambassador to Russia, State Department deputy spokesman Vedant Patel.
Ambassador Tracy said that Evan appears in good health and remains strong despite his very challenging circumstances.
Patel says the U.S. continues to urge Russia to free Griskovich. Six white former Mississippi cops who tortured two black men have pleaded guilty to state-level charges. One of the officers shot one of the victims in the mouth, and they covered it up for months. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Led by technology issues, stocks moved higher today. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite rebounded 143 points, just over 1%, boosted by a 7% surge in shares of NVIDIA. The S&P 500 rose 25 points, and the Dow Jones Industrials edged up 26. Amazon is losing another top executive. The e-commerce and tech giant confirmed today that Devices chief David Limp will retire before year's end. Limp, who is 56, in recent years has overseen Amazon's Alexa and various other services and gadgets. It was last year that Amazon consumer CEO Dave Clark departed, in part due to friction with company chief Andy Jassy's hands-on management style. Kraft Heinz will get a new boss next year. The company today named Carlos Abrams Rivera as its next chief executive, elevating the head of the food giant's North American business to the top job. Abrams Rivera will assume the CEO position on January 1st, with current CEO Miguel Patricio to stick around as non-executive chairman. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
It made my hair stronger.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
You've got nothing to lose and everything to grow. Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The NCAA Committee of Infractions rejected a deal that would have suspended Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh for 4 games because of recruiting violations, also known as buying recruits cheeseburgers. The entire situation is absurd, and with the likely punishment probably getting punted until 2024, I think Harbaugh will get fed up and want to return to the NFL. The question just becomes, does any NFL owner still desire his coaching services? I'm Zach Gelb.
Football season is about to kick off, and FanDuel is giving you the chance to win all season long. Because right now, when you bet on a Super Bowl winner, you can get bonus bets every time they win in the regular season. Just pick any team to win the Super Bowl, and you'll get bonus bets for every victory. You can use your bonus bets on spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and start earning bonus bets with America's number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel.com/win.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Hope is here. GamblingHelpMA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Must be president in a state where lawful to wager 21 plus and president in select states. Bonus is issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets and expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus $50 unless specified otherwise. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. FanDuel is offering sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text next step to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 9 when Dr. Stevenson from Pensacola State College will be talking about fall registration and all the degrees Pensacola State College has to offer. Learn about scholarships, financial aid, grants, and how you can graduate loan-free. That's this Friday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Dr. John Stevenson from Pensacola State College.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Class X hits the stage. They're bringing the classic rock hits from the 70s, 80s, 90s, as well as music from today. It's Bands on the Beach with Class X this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great start to your week. We're going to get our national headlines, and then Joe will give us a rundown of what's going on in the world of sports. But first, a quick look at traffic and weather. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns throughout our area. Of course, we have some typical afternoon traffic on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. And we do have an accident on 98 in the Hurlburt Field area. That's going to be if you are heading in the westbound direction. Looks like it's right off of Francis Street on Highway 98 throughout Mary Esther. So just keep that in mind that that is slowing things down as you're heading towards Windhaven Beach this afternoon on 98 westbound. If you see anything else on the roads or have any details, give a call over to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to get a really quick update from Joseph Newby Bauer on WEAR.
Good Monday. The scorching heat continues across the area. It's going to be a warm evening and a warm overnight for Northwest Florida as we go into Tuesday. Low temperatures in the 80s and another heat advisory and heat alert for Tuesday afternoon. A heat advisory in effect. Feels like temperatures or heat index values could once again get up to 110 on Tuesday. High temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. Rain chance in the afternoon could cool us off. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 96 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, and 95 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 107. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
So I don't know if you got a chance to see the video from this over the weekend at the Thunder over Michigan Air Show. The two pilots now recovering after their Soviet-era fighter jet crashed. It's a privately owned MiG-23 that was participating in the air show, and video posted showed two people ejecting from the plane before it crashed into an apartment complex's parking lot. No injuries on the ground reported. Thank God for that.
Yes, exactly. Also from this weekend, the search continues to find suspects in connections with the flash mob shoplifting incident in Los Angeles Mall. Up to 50 masked and hoodie-wearing thieves ransacked a Nordstrom store at the Westfield Topanga Mall yesterday. So cell phone video from the incident shows male and female suspects smashing displays, grabbing clothes and items before running from the store. And police say that up to $100,000 worth of items have been taken.
Pretty bizarre story in Kansas, where dozens of news outlets and press advocates from all over the country are calling out a police department that raided a local newspaper. It happened in Marion, the Marion County Record, as well as the home of the paper's owner. It happened Friday. They seized computers, cell phones, and reporting materials. Now the Washington Post, New York Times, and 32 others have signed on a letter accusing Marion police of violating federal law, which protects against newsroom searches. The newspaper's owner thinks the search warrant was connected to a recent story that was critical of a local restaurant owner. The paper reported that its 98-year-old co-owner, Joan Meyer, died following the raid after being stressed beyond her limits and overwhelmed by hours of shock and grief.
Very weird. A group of divers went missing in North Carolina, are safe after being rescued by the Coast Guard and Navy. According to the U.S. Coast Guard, they found four men 46 miles southwest of Cape Fear River. They had gone diving from a recreational boat about 63 miles from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The news report says that multiple rescue crews looked for them both by boat and aircraft.
Also, Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on hundreds of military promotions is undermining America's military readiness.
It's hindering our ability to retain our very best officers, and it is upending the lives of far too many American military families.
That's Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin saying that three military services are now operating without Senate-confirmed leaders for the first time in the Pentagon's history.
Eight people were injured after a mass shooting in downtown Memphis. Police say that it happened around 2:30 yesterday morning, and victims were between the ages of 19 and 54 and were injured after dozens of gunshots were fired into a crowd.
Looking at some sports headlines today, the Tampa Bay Rays all-star shortstop Wander Franco is agreeing to be put on baseball's restricted list as Major League Baseball investigates an alleged relationship with a minor. This after Franco was mentioned in several social media posts that allege he was involved in an inappropriate relationship. Major League Baseball games today, fairly light schedule. Big series in Atlanta, the Braves taking on the Yankees. That starts at 6:20. The Rays in San Francisco taking on the Giants at 8:45, and the Marlins versus the Astros starting at 5:40. All right, so at the top of the show, we talked about this. The Blind Side star, Michael Orr, the subject of that movie, says that the family that took him in never actually adopted him and tricked him into signing a document making them his conservators. So Orr alleges that it gave them the legal authority to make business deals in his name, such as the 2009 movie. And Orr claims that the Tuohy family struck a deal that paid them, as well as their two birth children, millions in royalties, while he got nothing. He's petitioning the court to end the conservatorship and is seeking a full accounting of the money the Tuohys made using his name and to be paid his fair share of the profits. Gracie, you're holding your hand over your mouth. What's...
It's just so... Like, that movie's ruined. Childhood movie.
Whether it's true or not, you can't now think about that movie without wondering if, the relationship is ruined between he and the family. Now, I know that he has long been of the opinion that the movie did not paint him in a positive picture, mainly because, he was an athletic prodigy, and it wasn't like... of course, Hollywood gonna Hollywood, but it wasn't like the mom, Sandra Bullock's character, taught him everything he knows about the game of football.
Yeah.
He said, no, I studied the game for years. I knew about football. And he also said that the actor who portrayed him kind of gave off the sense that he was mentally not as competent as he was growing up. So. Yeah. He has long maintained that, the movie, certainly helped his, his stature, but because otherwise, you may not know the story, at least, to the levels that we know now, but, he did not like the way he was portrayed.
Yeah.
And now the movie, the family is
evil.
Allegedly. So it's ruined for me too.
Yeah.
Texter says Orr is the one who is lying here. I don't know. I guess that we'll leave that to the court to decide. I've seen on social media questions being asked about why is this coming out now? I don't have a good answer for that other than maybe when he was drafted he was a first round pick. He wasn't, you know, like a Hall of Fame level player, but he was a really good offensive lineman for several years. So he was able to, you know, make a lot of money doing that. And I don't know that necessarily money is the issue, rather than, you know, this family that takes him in. And, you know, he's maybe just gotten to a point where now that he's retired and he can look into this more.
Yeah.
That he's like, wait a second, you know. So I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, we'll see what happens moving forward. 4:45, how the roads and weather look.
It's just not going to be a family movie night pick anymore.
Yeah.
Got to get a new one. Our roads are actually looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90 in Milton and Pace also looking good. We do have some slow-moving traffic if you're moving westbound on 98 throughout Hurlburt Field to Mary Esther. We had a couple of just small accidents that made that everyday traffic slower than usual. Looks like it's getting cleared up. So if you have any details, always feel free to call into the traffic line. 850-262-6111. One is the number to call. Coming up tomorrow, we have another heat advisory in effect, but we do have 50% chance of rain, so maybe we'll be seeing some more rain tomorrow. That's going to mostly be after 1 p.m. For today, we have an excessive heat warning in effect until 7, and our low tonight is going to be 83. It's 96 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, and 94 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index is at 107. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, looking at some health, business, and science notes today. So Dunkin' Donuts says that they'll be selling canned Dunkin' spiked iced teas and iced coffees as well that are spiked. The alcoholic beverages won't be available at Dunkin' locations, but have already started hitting grocery and liquor stores across 12 states. The spiked iced teas will be available widely by the end of August and the iced coffees by early September.
Toyota is recalling nearly 170,000 new model Tundra pickup trucks to fix a problem with the fuel line. The company says that there's a potential risk of fire if the faulty fuel tube rubs against the vehicle's brake line. So the owners of the 2022 and 2023 Tundra and Tundra hybrid models are urged to take their trucks to the dealership immediately for temporary repairs.
Netflix, 2 years after initially launching a selection of games on mobile devices, is starting to let customers play titles on computers and internet-connected TVs. Netflix announced that it's rolling out a limited beta test to a small number of members in Canada and the UK on select TVs starting today and on PCs and Macs through Netflix.com on supported browsers in the next few weeks.
The Wright brand is celebrating 100 years of making hand-trimmed wood-smoked bacon by giving 4 people the opportunity to win $10,000. It's the only requirement to qualify. Your last name is gonna be Bacon. So it's called the Better Bacons Contest. To win, Mr. or Mrs. Bacon should submit a 1-minute video or an entry or a written entry explaining why they're deserving and what the area of their lives they'd like to level up, such as a new wardrobe, new kitchen, or a well-earned vacation.
So I can do a little double dip here and call myself Subway Bacon.
Yeah.
And then get the, you know, the 10 grand and the $50,000 worth of Subway for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So that's a heady play there.
You'll be set.
Pop culture news today. The Dallas woman who was seen on a viral video getting kicked off the American Airlines flight is apologizing now. Tiffany Gomez, who is known by many as the Crazy Plane Lady, issued the apology in a social media post, saying she should have been able to control her emotions, but she's found many of the memes that have been posted since amusing, but also saying that they're invasive and unkind.
Also, Luke Bryan, the country singer, canceled another show over the weekend as he deals with health issues. So Luke Bryan, 47, announced in Brandon, Mississippi, that he was going to cancel his show just hours before taking the stage. The cancellation comes after Luke Bryan pulled out of a string of shows in Washington, Utah, and Idaho as he battled a head cold. In early August, he also was supposed to headline a festival in Washington, and the spot was filled by Lainey Wilson.
Pretty interesting poll or tournament just wrapping up. It was a competition to determine the biggest pop culture jerk of all time. The Ringer held a March Madness bracket style competition featuring 64 of the biggest jerks of all time. The final four was Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore, Cartman from South Park, Biff and Larry David. And the winner was Shooter McGavin, who finally got his gold jacket for winning the competition there. I can't dispute that. Shooter McGavin, definitely a legendary jerk. And, you know, I always love the casting of these, you know, these characters. And Christopher McDonald, who plays him, could not, I don't think, you know, anybody else could have played him as well as he did. Have you seen Happy Gilmore?
I have. It's been a while though.
Yeah. So Shooter McGavin, obviously the jerk in that one. 4:50. We'll take our final break this hour. We've got more wacky and weird headlines coming up, and good news to finish up a Monday edition of Pensacola Right Now. 4 o'clock hour on News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
My best friend and I do everything together. We buy the same clothes, watch the same movies, and eat the same foods. But that doesn't mean our financial goals are the same. Choosing an investment that's right for you and your goals is a personal decision. Florida's Office of Financial Regulation has resources and information to help you get started in making the best decision for you. Visit FLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Coming up tomorrow, Bands on the Beach. It's every Tuesday night at Pensacola Beach. That's thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion. Starts at 7. Coming up tomorrow, it's going to be Class X. So make sure to stop by Bands on the Beach tomorrow night. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our wacky and weird stories and some good news. Of course, I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We still have some slowdowns throughout 98 westbound. That's going to be throughout Windhaven Beach and Mary Esther. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. And for weather, tomorrow we have a heat advisory in effect for tomorrow and a high of 96 and 50% chance of rain in the afternoon, mainly after 1 p.m. We have an excessive heat warning for today. It's going to be in effect until 7 p.m. And tonight our low is going to be 83. It is 96 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, and 95 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index at 107. And this traffic and weather report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love, and your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, so looking at some wacky and weird headlines today. Scientists have spent decades searching everywhere for a cure for cancer. So wouldn't it be a cruel twist of fate if all this time it was hidden in everybody's least favorite jelly bean? A new study has found that a chemical in black licorice could help fight pancreatic cancer, one of the world's deadliest. The research is still early, and doctors, like they have to do now in the age of TikTok, are already out there warning people not to consume large amounts of black licorice because that could be dangerous for your health as well.
Oh my goodness. Well, also another weird one coming out of Utah. A man accused of breaking into a Latter-day Saints church meeting house was stealing chicken nuggets. He's facing criminal charges in Utah. So over the weekend, Provo police responded to a report of a suspicious person in a neighborhood, and officers found the man eating chicken nuggets inside the kitchen of a church building. The man was identified as Daniel Coleman. He's reportedly admitted to unlawfully entering a building and taking food.
I think it's interesting that somebody breaks into a church and the thing that they decide to go after was the chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Probably not on my top 10 list of things to go after. But then again, I don't know that I'd ever have a reason to break into a church for anything. But, you know, maybe the church was just not really receptive to him. Maybe he said, hey, you know, I'm hungry. Can you spare some food? And they said, nope. And he's like, okay, I'll show you.
Yeah.
I'm going to break into your kitchen and get some chicken nuggets.
Steal your nuggets.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, looking at some good news now. So last year, a video went viral when a Burger King cook and cashier at the Las Vegas airport got a super lame gift bag. After he retired, he worked 27 years without missing a day. In the video, the 55-year-old Kevin Ford showed the bag's contents, which included a movie ticket, Starbucks cup, a bag of Reese's, two pens, and two keychains. The story blew up after somebody launched a GoFundMe campaign to start a retirement fund for him. And so now we have the update, thanks to the New York Post, and the fundraiser is still going. And it recently crossed $400,000.
Wow. So good for him.
Yeah.
Also, it's not a huge lottery jackpot that we're used to hearing about these days, but it's still a really cool story. So a man in Maryland recently won $50,000 playing in a monthly pick five game. So he used the same numbers that he always does, 4-2-5-2-5, because those were the numbers of his mother's license plate. So finally won some money from
it. That's right. I love this story. Dedicated grandmother takes looking after her grandchildren very seriously. Naomi Mack has four daughters and 11 grandchildren total, ranging from 7 months to 18 years old. They live hours apart, and this is not necessarily unique, and they only see each other during the holidays. So what Naomi does every summer is she hosts a week-long Camp Naomi at her house to bring them all together. She has a daily menu, a rigid activity schedule from 8:30 is wake up to 8:30 it's nights out. Homemade gold trophies and medals for the game winners as well. So she puts this whole week-long camp together for her grandkids. I think that's outstanding.
You know, that's the best week of those grandchildren.
Absolutely.
Like,
and you know, when they're old, I mean, they're just going to remember Camp Naomi.
Yeah.
It's something that's going to pass down in that family for generations to come. I love that story.
Awesome. It's News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie back on a Monday. We'll be back after a quick look from WEAR with all your stories right here on News Radio 92.3.